Hey kids, YouTube is fun, except when it's not, especially for parents trying to shield their young ones' eyes from the scary stuff. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in from Hollywood. I'm a parent, and my discussions with other parents often turn to, how do you handle YouTube in your family? It's not an easy conversation. You kind of have to feel the other person out, because like co-sleeping and ice cream breakfasts, not everyone's of the same mindset. And then there's the recent $170 million settlement YouTube made for tracking and targeting kids for advertising purposes. There is a lot of appropriate content on YouTube for kids. And there's a whole lot that really, absolutely is not appropriate for anyone. But kids are wily, and they will find ways to watch. Jill Murphy is editor-in-chief of Common Sense Media. She says a whole lot of families are struggling with this.
Easily, YouTube has become the number one pain point among parents in kind of the 8 to 12 space. It's not just the platform. It's not just the way that it plays content, but it's actually the content that it plays. This idea that there's lots of cool stuff on there, your kids gravitate towards it. We all love it. I mean, there's tons of cool stuff that you can find on YouTube. But what gets served up in the algorithm, what gets served up through related videos is not necessarily what you would expect. And it becomes quite a rabbit hole.
I think it's like there's no FCC equivalent for YouTube.
Right. For a long time now, a lot of the major players in this space have just kind of held their hands up with like, well, we're just the platform. We just provide a space for others to provide content. You know, that's true-ish, but then there are other offshoots of YouTube where you could pay and create a subscription and they were trying to do originals themselves. I think one aspect of it is an algorithm really the best way for us to generate recommendations and content to a young, impressionable audience? Probably not. We could do a little bit better than that. And so feeding an algorithm on autoplay, it just feels unfair, really. I mean, it puts them in a place where they're not even like mentally and emotionally and cognitively ready to make those decisions to turn something off, to walk away, to not be skewed by the messages. So it feels like an unfair fight.
So what is a parent supposed to do then?
I know. What is a parent supposed to do? I'm talking to you and I feel like a hypocrite because I have the same battles in my house every day. My kids are always asking to watch. There are alternatives for YouTube. We have an entire list on our site. I think that the challenge is because phones are cool and YouTube is cool and Netflix is cool and kids do not want to be alienated off of these platforms. They want to be in where it's cool to be. And so I think that is why the conversation needs to continue to be around the existing brands as opposed to only alternatives.
Jill Murphy is editor-in-chief of Common Sense Media. She says it used to be that up until the age of 8, kids were pretty shielded because they needed their parents to type in searches. Now, with voice control, the age range is shifting younger. And now for some related links. YouTube's $170 million settlement slash fine means it'll do a better job of policing content aimed at kids, right? The company promises it'll disable comments and personalize ads on all videos aimed at kids. CNET says the company will also use machine learning to make sure video feeds stay appropriate. The thing is, the article points out, YouTube was already supposed to be doing a lot of that. The company had promised to disable comments on videos featuring minors after it was widely learned that predators were using comment sections to be super creepy. But CNET's found YouTube is still struggling to lock down commenting on videos featuring minors. Advertising to kids is tricky, even if it's kids making the content. BuzzFeed says super popular YouTube channel Ryan's Toy Review may be in hot water for the way it features all kinds of stuff. What began as a toy unboxing channel for now 7-year-old Ryan has grown into a veritable empire with more than 21 million subscribers and more than 30 billion total views and lots of endorsement deals. But a complaint filed with the Federal Trade Commission says the channel weaves sponsored products into its videos and doesn't properly label them as advertisements. The consumer watchdog that made the complaint says preschoolers can't recognize this kind of product placement as an advertisement. Ryan's family says they abide by all laws and regulations. You can read about it on our website at marketplacetech.org. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.